Hey, it's Roy Richardson, your friend in the neighborhood tech troublemaker, and tonight I've got a very special guest. We're going to talk about doing interviews. So many times you're on YouTube and you see live streams where people are interviewing other guests, and I find those so much more interesting than a simple talking head. Maybe you feel the same way I do. And tonight, my special guest is none other than the world famous Sammy Superstar.
Hello, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well tonight.
Welcome to the show, sir. Welcome to the show.
I'm really excited.
I am so excited, too. I am so glad to have you here. This is a great night, and I've been following Sammy for a while, and we seem to run a lot of the same circles, but
yes. He
has been doing this a long time, and I want to get to that. That's probably so can you tell me a little bit how you got started in the first place?
Okay, so how I got started was back maybe 2015, 2016, I knew a lot of people that wanted to start their YouTube channels, and it was the happening thing. It's like, now everyone wants to get on TikTok. That was YouTube back then. And I grew a channel to over 1,000 subscribers, and then I ended it. And it wasn't the right place after a couple years, and then I created Sammy Superstar, and I'm doing different content, but way different content. But really, I learned so much over the time, and I know so much now.
Yeah, definitely. And I just think that's really awesome. So how do you prepare for your interviews? So you've interviewed a lot of folks, and we'll talk about that.
Yes.
Renee, you've interviewed Renee Ritchie and Tom
Luria. Buck
and Luria Petrucci from Live Streaming Pros, and
some amazing
bunches. Dr. Elo. Dr. Elo's my fave as well. And just, who just jumped on the stream, by the way.
That was my first interview. Or not, not my first interview, but my first interview on this channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you prep for your interviews? I mean, what's your process?
Okay, so what I do is, this is really basic, but really, I write down the questions on the notes app. I think of the question. So I say, hey, I'm going to interview Roy, and we're going to be talking about maybe interviews. So let's just start with some questions. And I think, and I have a brainstorming session, really. And it takes 15, 20, 30 minutes, however you long, but I'm getting really fast. And then after I'm done writing them, I put them into eCam so I can post them on the screen and it looks so fancy. So whenever on the replay, people can see it and it will like bedazzle them. So it looks very high quality.
Yeah, that's very cool. I was just like, so I've done a couple of interviews with somebody and I actually sent them like a summary of some of the questions I was going to ask. And I say, look, I'm going to ask you the following questions and of course, based off your answers, I'm going to ask more questions. Do you ever do that? I don't know. I just want to make sure my guests have a comfort level, and that's just something I do.
The thing, I have never shared anything with my guests. It's just like, hey, show up, because they are more intrigued. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're caught completely off guard. You don't have anything. So, I'm always worried that I'm going to have that one guest that I ask them a question and they go blank on me. And so I have dead space. And so I'm always paranoid about that. So I always figure if I feed them a couple of questions, but I like your approach as well. I mean, I definitely understand there's much more suspense. People are sitting in the edge seat. What are they going to say now? What is he going to ask them now? You know, I can completely agree with that. So.
And also, now this is crazy to think. I ask random people that I admire and I talk to be on my show and they say yes. And I give them a little blurb, but really they are not expecting, hey, wow. You know what I mean? It's very interesting. And whenever I ask this question, I'm forming a new conversation and I'm actually getting to know them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great. You're kind of building, it's kind of like building a friendship. Let's get all the yes. questions and learn who you are and you learn who I am. That's awesome. I really like that.
And not really going off topic, really, like staying on there, maybe having a little fun sometimes, but really very professional, very, hey, let's get to the meat of the content because people want to watch.
I like that. So how do you get those such famous YouTubers on your show? I mean, you know, Rene Ritchie, you know, huge. Okay. I'm just amazing guy. How did you get him on your show?
So one of the reasons I bet you was I'm always in Live Streaming Pros chat. I haven't missed a stream in a long, long time. And Renee is good friends with Loria, and he's always in there. So maybe he said, yeah. But also, I just randomly ask. Now this is very crazy. A couple weeks, like a week ago, I emailed someone that has maybe 100,000 subscribers. They don't know me, but they said maybe, and the only reason is that they are working on a project right now. A big editing project, but later they said yes, and I'm gonna reach out to them. But really, I send an email saying, hey, I want to interview you. I interview content creators and live streamers, tell them a little blurb. I think you this is what I have been doing. I have not said anything about my subscribers because you never know. You might blow up. You might lose some. And also, you might have so much knowledge, and really, subscribers are not very big. Sometimes it's the views, yes, the subscribers, but really, you want to get connected and all of that. So really, I haven't told anyone my subscribers. They just showed up, and they are really caring. And also, how I get so many famous people is really I get to know them. I'm in their community. They know my name. They know like how many years I have been subscribing and watching.
I know it, and you have been. How long have you been on YouTube? So you've been live streaming for how long now?
So 2016 to 2022.
Wow, that's awesome. That is fantastic. So
yes,
you know, I started on YouTube in 2012, but I had no idea. I didn't know anything to do, and my channel actually had a video that kind of blew up. And had I known, I might could have done something then. But that was a long time ago, so too late now. my 365 days have passed. Okay, so who is your favorite YouTuber and why?
I have too many, but
too many. Okay, top five. I'll give you some room so you don't hurt anybody's feelings.
To be honest, I really like Casey Neistat.
He's awesome. Many
years ago, I had the opportunity to meet him in person. Also, Sam Sheffer, a good friend of Casey. And I'm not going to – the reason I say those two people first – they built something that is bigger than themselves. Mm. And they worked so hard to get where they are right now. Casey, famous, 11 plus million subscribers, but he worked his butt off to get where he is. And that's also with Sam. And then he got connected with all these amazing people. And these people are really generous. And also, they put so much effort into their videos. It takes months and weeks and all that stuff. The next one is Loria. The reason is I have been watching live streaming pros for many, many years, and they helped me with the tech, the live streaming, and I might have known a lot, but without live streaming pros, I wouldn't have the Sony camera and this and this light and all of that stuff. The fourth one is who else?
And I was gonna say, live streaming pros has been such a huge help to me as well. Gloria and Callie and all those there, just
all of those amazing people.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna put you on the list. The reason is, you're just interesting with your interviews and your videos, and you have so much potential. I'm not joking.
I have to tell my family, Sammy Superstar says I have potential. No, that's probably the highest compliment anybody's ever paid me the entire time I've been on YouTube. So thank you.
The reason I say you have potential is I feel like you really want to do YouTube and you are really passionate. But I think the thing is, you have 300 subscribers. You have a fan base. You already did this. But really, the next step is, and I could help you, you have a couple of viewers. I promoted it and all that stuff. But what I really want to help people, and I'm going to go deeper, but really, I figured out earlier, somehow, people are engaging with me in the earlier mornings and the early afternoons. And I want to, because some people have this, some people don't. But if you have the feature to see when people are watching,
right,
that helps. Because I realized, hey, I'm going to go live at 9. Okay. I have 10 people, 5 people, then it diminishes. And then I'm like, what? And then I tried something new, unusual. And in the first minute of going live, I got 8 people, then 10 people, then 15 people, and then 20. And that was earlier, like at 5 p.m. So another tip is, if you don't have work, or maybe you could try something earlier, that's another idea that you could try, you know?
Well, I'm definitely ready to quit my job so I can do that. So speaking of people, there are a bunch of people in our chat tonight. So let's do shout-outs. Lala's out there, mommy guy. She says, hi, Roy and Sammy. Said, alarm, wake up for this. Thank you, Lala.
Yes.
I know time zones. Wow, it's like craziness. But anyway, Samster, of course, you said hi to everyone. Dr. Elo in the house saying hello, Lala and Ola. And then Austinator's in the house. Hey, everyone. Dr. Elo says you do deep research on an interviewee before even starting on the questions. And that is definitely true. I really have enjoyed your interviews. So that's like, man,
thank you so much.
This is the guy to talk on the topic. And then, Elo's saying hi to Austin and what's popping, Elo? And then Austin later says, I can attest Sammy does this. Yes, you definitely do your research, and that's fantastic. And
yeah.
Austinator, so lots of people saying hi. And then Austinator says, I can answer this. This is because Sammy is famous. Everyone knows
Sammy. Oh, yes, everyone knows me somehow.
It's true. I mean, I saw you at the Ecamm event, I think, up in what, in Philadelphia? You know, you were there, dragged you on camera, said, hey, yeah, so... You know, if you had an opportunity to attend more of those events, I'm pretty sure you would be, you know, that was People of Video or something. I can't remember.
Yes, yes, yes. You know? And can I tell you something funny?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, I know mostly everyone at the Ecamm event, and I was the most prepared because I had a camera with me. I was about to do an interview, and then we lost track, but I had a camera with me. I had a Mac Mini, XLR cables, everything that I would need for an interview, and I didn't. But really, I met some amazing people. I met Doc Rock for the first time. Very cool person. Katie from Ecamm. Who else? Some other amazing people. Anna Infusions, some amazing people with ENN. So yeah, wonderful.
Some great people. And I really loved your interview with the CEO of Ecamm. So by the way, you need to go find that. That was fantastic.
You so much.
That was awesome. That really was. Miami Guy saying hello to Anna, and then Anna saying hi to Miami Guy, and it's good. Don't mention the numbers. Now, Anna has a question. Have you ever thought of quitting because of frustration, or have you gotten tired of streaming?
This is a long question. I love live streaming so much, but when I first started, there was no Ecamm. There was only OBS, and I was on the Mac for 95% of my life, and I'm still on the Mac. So really, I had to struggle with a MacBook Pro that was an editing machine, that was a laptop, and I didn't know. But if I switched to an iMac or a Mac Mini from a couple of years before, that would have been amazing. But then to be honest, I used OBS. I had some frustrating results, and then I figured out of Ecamm. Then I tried PC for a year or so, and I still would use Mac for streaming. No, I tested out vMix. I have vMix, but then I went back to Ecamm. And really, when the M1s came out, and then I had a iMac that I was using when I was using vMix, and I really enjoyed Ecamm and the ecosystem. So yeah, I have never left the Apple ecosystem, but really the Mac Mini and the Mac, all of the thing. And if you really want to get started, there's this amazing deal. You can buy a refurbished Mac Mini for like $580, so you can get started streaming if you don't have a powerful machine yet.
And Ecamm just rocks. I just can't say nice things. Let's see what else we got here. Anna also asked, she said she loves your t-shirt. Master interviews. I attended the master interview. I had to watch the replay, a lot of it, because the day job gets in the way.
And no, it's not.
I watched the replay, so I was good. And then Anna says, wow, Roy, you made Sammy's list. And if Sammy says it's going to happen, so, and I agree.
How do you because
feature? I'm trying to remember.
To be honest, you have some amazing videos and you got some pretty good views on it. So I think you just have to dial it in and you're almost there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my recorded videos blow up. Some of them do, but my lives, some of them do well, some don't. But being live is the most fun I have, and Ecamm makes it so much easier for everybody if you're a Mac user. So,
Yeah. Just
fantastic stuff. So, all right, let's go back to the boards. My next question. Okay, which YouTuber do you follow the most? I guess you kind of overlap that question. So, and I've been watching a lot of Casey Neistat lately because I'm like, I want to get cinematic like his videos are. So, really good stuff. All right. So, what inspired you to become a YouTuber?
I think people around me, really.
Okay.
Really, like, yeah. The people that I was with and that I talked to really the most were inspiring me to create content.
I was going to say, Loria from Livestream Pros doing the Lita Challenge a year ago, that was one of the best things that ever happened to me. So, yeah, definitely. And then hanging out with you and others in one of the mastermind groups that we're in, just such inspirational people. So, for me, you've been a huge inspiration to me, and I know I try to watch every time you go live. So,
thank you so much. And hopefully the new time doesn't conflict with your day job.
Okay. On average, how long does it usually take you to put together a video or to put out a video?
Okay. A live stream or a video?
Well, let's say like a recorded video.
Okay. If you told me you have to make a 5-minute video for filming, editing, putting music and some text on the screen and some special effects, an hour or less. Because I got so good at editing and I started at a young age with Final Cut and then Premiere and then all of this. So I can edit very fast. So I learned, hey, blah, blah, blah. But I learned that live streaming is actual. This is very interesting. I'm doing more live streams now because they are doing better for my channel. But really, I think that I can edit really fast, and I learned, like, hey, I can do this, then cut out this, chop, you know? And you have to learn so much, but when you get to that step, you can edit that fast.
That's awesome. I take a lot longer. So, you know, let's say you got all your subscribers in a room. Of course, for you, this room is getting bigger and bigger every day. So what would you like to tell your subscribers?
I would tell my subscribers anything.
They're your subscribers. What would you tell them? They're your community, your tribe.
Okay. You have the power to change people's lives. Because really, I have gotten messages. I have people told me, I love your interviews. You inspire me. If you post one video, even one video or 10 videos or anything, you can inspire someone's creativity. And that's really important. So yeah.
That's awesome. What kind of equipment would you recommend for a newcomer?
Okay.
I'll have to give him a short list.
Short list. Camera, microphone, light. Is that good?
Oh, well, yeah, that's great. And we can give you a little bit into specifics. So let's say they're just starting out.
Okay.
How do they get started?
What is the price range? Because I could do $100, like a under $200, or a $500 one.
We should probably make that into its own episode, because you're right. We could do an equipment video that would just be an entire live stream where we just talk about equipment.
Okay. So if someone's just getting started, I would recommend the Facecam. Great quality, great price, $160, I think. And then get the Samson Q2U, one of the best microphones in the country and in the world. It's $60. Anyone can use it. You can use it on iPad, iOS, Mac, PC, any computer, and it rejects the sound. So if you're in a Starbucks, or you're at a coffee shop, or if you're in an apartment and you don't have sound treatment, it cuts out the noise and it sounds really good. It's a really nice mic and it's very sturdy, and it will last you for 5 to 10 years of your content creation journey. And then I would recommend a light. I like the newer 660. That's $100. Great light. That's the light I'm using. So great price, great light.
That's the light I'm using. I have two of those. So
wait.
Yeah, those are great lights.
Yeah.
See? I totally agree with it. I agree with all those recommendations. If I had to do it over again, I start off with a Logitech C920, so it worked. I did too. All right.
I think we all did.
I think we all did, yeah. Especially when you couldn't get your hands on any cameras. So, are you an introvert or an extrovert, and how do you make that work for you?
I think I'm an extrovert. Yeah.
Cool. So, you know, how do you make being an extrovert work for you? I know I'm an introvert, and so I am not a person that normally gets in front of cameras or in front of audiences, so I have to push myself. And you are an extrovert, so obviously you don't have any concerns getting in front of a crowd, obviously.
No. I think I got started very young, and I wanted to do this, so really, I like the camera. I like this. And fun fact, this is really funny. Some of you that are watching did Lita. Everyone else had imposter syndrome, and I don't. Very, very weird, but I just don't. I could speak today, and I could do this, and I would be comfortable. I actually get nervous sometimes, to be honest, but really, I can go up on the stage, like, whenever I go live. I have that, you know the nervous energy when you, like, hit live, and you're like, oh my gosh.
I that's the part I love the most. I think that's the thrill I get out of going live, is that nervous energy. That little adrenaline rush.
I get nervous energy, and I think, oh my gosh, what? And then after, oh my gosh, I kill, you know? And sometimes I feel like, oh, I did not the best job. And I get messages, oh my gosh, that was amazing. You killed, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. I've had that show that I thought, this isn't going to be a good show, and I get done. That was the best show I've ever done.
Yeah.
Because the energy kicks in, and everybody's having fun, and there's lots of people in the chat, and that just makes it beautiful. So, according to you, what kind of content works best on YouTube?
Niche content.
Niche content. Yeah, I agree. I'm still looking for my niche. I think that's part of my problem.
And
so,
you're still in that. Okay.
Yeah.
Your tech troublemaker, you get the most views out of Windows and Mac videos. Why can't you make those videos?
Because I can't make every video Windows and Mac, but I agree. And I'm actually working on some videos behind the scenes. It's just because I can't edit the video in 1 hour like you can. I'm still working on it. It takes me 4 to 6 hours to edit a video. And then I have to go back and cut some, because I was like, okay, it's too long. I've got to make this 10-minute video 7 minutes somehow, because I know what my average view duration is and my percentage viewed. So I want to fix that and make sure my video is short enough. But I also want to keep it punchy, and so I'm still learning those things. So
do you like interviews?
I do love interviews. That's why I got you on the show tonight.
Okay. So if you really love interviews, why can't you just focus on interviews and you do some research and you do learn how to make appealing thumbnails and the this and the that, and maybe you could be a good interview. You know what I mean? And get viewers and when you niche down and you really love the topic, you're passionate, it's gonna go for you. It's gonna go well.
I was gonna say, I don't have the live band and the late night show you do though, so it's gonna take me a little while to get there.
I can give you the name of the person.
So, what advice would you give budding YouTubers? I mean, that's just niche down. Figure out what to do.
Just because it took me 4 years just to know what I wanted to do. So it's really, really hard, but it's really important. And I just had to niche down even more. I had a consultation with Daniel Battelle, another great content creator. And we were having the conversation like, yes, you're doing interviews, but let's niche this down so you can find your target audience. So he said I should just focus on interviews, nothing else on the channel. And if I want to do tech, and this is what I thought, if I wanted to do tech interviews and all that stuff, I could. But if I really wanted to get, hey, this is a new gear, blah, 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 I'm going to go and do it on Amazon Live because I think there's a new feature or something, and it's allowing me to go live now on Amazon Live. So that's another great platform that you could start using and use it for a full potential of the new software. You know?
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking toward Amazon Live. I'm interested in that. I'm also LinkedIn Live as well. So I wait on Dr. Elo to tell me how to do Amazon Live. LinkedIn Live. So
yeah, I'm working on an interview about Amazon Live. Wink, wink. Some pretty big experts on Amazon Live. Wink, wink. So
what is the best comment you've ever received on one of your videos?
Oh my gosh. I can't think back that far.
Okay.
Because I made over 500 videos. I think all of them. Yeah. I think it's all of them.
That works. All right, so unless you're revealing some major secret, what videos are you planning to release next on your channel?
Okay, so I'm working on a video on how to, I think I'm going to post this interview about how to do comedy with your content. So that's another good one because sometimes you need to add some spicy and put some pizzazz in your content. So that's what I'm working on. And also Amazon Live, about talking to some Amazon Live experts on how to do Amazon Live and all the wonderful things, because it's really big right now.
That's awesome. So you need to go and find Sammy Superstar's channel after we finish this episode. Then you go find Sammy Superstar's channel. I have a link down in the description to his channel. Click on that link, go right to it. And let's do some more shout-outs to see who else is out there. Anna says she loves the lightning round. And Mommy God says she hasn't done lightning round yet. I was going to say we could do it when we were doing the live stream redirect, but I wanted to get back to crafting. And I didn't want to go too far away from your show. But, yeah, the lightning round's fun. So, Mommy, we have to get you on the show. Lila, I have to get you on the show. We have to do a lightning round. Just an episode just for that. How about that? And now it's time for you and I to do the lightning round. All right. So, Let's do this. And those who don't know, lightning round is a this or that. Basically, I ask my guest, hey, is this or that? And so wait till the sad animation plays through. And we get to the first slide and ask the first question. Which is, hello, any day now. Wow, it's one of those days where things want to act dumb. That's okay. We can make this work all the same. And go. I love when things break. All right, audiobook or ebook?
Audiobook.
All right. Sports or movies?
Movies.
Pizza or tacos?
Oh.
You're on the island, you only get one. Which one do you get trapped on the island with, pizzas or tacos?
Tacos.
Okay, bungee jumping or skydiving?
Sky jumping.
All right, pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
All right, summer or winter?
Summer.
Okay, do you sleep all day or work all night?
Work all night.
Okay, chess or checkers?
Checkers.
Monopoly or Risk?
Monopoly.
All right, do you spend your money or you save your money?
Spend.
You have a lot of cool gear, so I was thinking spend, yeah. All right, this is a stupid question. Mac or PC? Cats or dogs?
Cats.
All right, last question. Ninjas or pirates?
I was about to say maybe pirates, but maybe not because of the current thing that is going on right now. So ninjas, pretty ninjas, cool. Okay.
All right, that's the end of the lightning round. Let's see if we got any last ones out there. Let's see. Walter Strong's out there. Says Tech Trover and Sammy, good evening. So that's it. That's our show tonight. Sammy, thank you so much for being on the show. I hope you had a great time. So thank you to everybody that came by and joined our little fun here. And so, yeah, thank you so much. Everybody have a great evening. And that's it. We're out of here. This is the outro. Thank you so much for listening to One-Off Technology Podcast. This is episode 14 of season 4. And I hope so much you enjoyed it. I'm out there on Twitter as TechTroubleMKR. If you're looking for me and want to drop me a comment, thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great week.